Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Gorse, and I'm here to represent Duxbury Systems. And a lot of you are probably familiar with what Duxbury is doing since we've been around since 1975. But in case any of you aren't, we sell Braille translation software. That's what we mainly do. Our flagship product is called the Duxbury Braille Translator. And the newest version of that is still version 10.4, which was released a little over a year ago. So there isn't really a whole lot of news as far as stuff that's actually released there, as far as a new release of that. It's able to translate documents into Braille, and it has an editor in it so that you can edit a document, or it can also import a document from Word or WordPerfect, or it can take an HTML or a DAISY file. And it can also do Braille math through Scientific Notebook, which really isn't all that accessible, honestly, although it may help, for instance, a teacher who has sight who might want to be able to get stuff into Braille for a student. And we are going to be releasing a new version, 10.5, sometime fairly soon. We don't have a specific release date for it. And it has a number of modest enhancements to it. It handles Unicode a lot better than earlier versions. It can actually display Russian on screen correctly. And if you're searching and replacing and you have characters that aren't in the standard Windows ANSI sequence, then it will work a lot better than it used to. And it has an improved DAISY/SGML importer. And it has a lot of other fairly minor changes. Like the coded view works, that the coded view has been changed, and it now will honor your font and color preferences, whereas before it didn't. And there are obviously all of other little bug fixes. There were glitches in the Word and WordPerfect importer that were fixed, and it has a Danish table now, and I'm pretty sure it'll have a Hebrew table. So there are lots of things like that. We've also been spending a significant amount of time working on the SAL firmware, which is what Gordon was talking about earlier. SAL is a collaboration between Freedom Scientific, Duxbury, and Exceptional Teaching Aids. Freedom has developed the hardware for it, and Duxbury develops the firmware, and ETA develops courseware for it. Obviously, Dancing Dots is developing their own courseware to deal with music. And so we've been enhancing SAL to work better with a program called Salsa, which we are also planning on releasing very soon. And Salsa is this program that allows you to develop courseware for SAL that makes it a lot easier to do that. And so we're just making changes to allow SAL and Salsa to integrate more cleanly so that you can, like, use SAL, for instance, to control Salsa. Like, if you want to type in an answer for an activity, then you can use the SAL keyboard. Since Salsa doesn't currently do 6-key input, so that would probably be a lot easier, for instance. And, let's see. One interesting thing about SAL is that it runs Linux, and it's designed in such a way as that the client is the part of the code that actually runs lessons, and it's separate from the core that actually, you know, looks at the touchpad and the keyboard, and so that the core reads those devices and just passes events onto the client when the client is running. And it would be possible for third parties to write their own client if they wanted to have SAL do things that our own client isn't really well suited for. At one point we weren't sure exactly what Dancing Dots was going to be doing with it, so we figured maybe they would want to write their own client. But it turns out that they're able to write lessons that work pretty well with the client that we've developed. So we have a SAL that at our booth that we're showing, and we can also give a demonstration of Salsa for people who might like to see it. And we're at booth 13, which is kind of just straight ahead as you come in the hall, pretty much. And if anyone has any, that's all I can think of to say right now. If people have questions, I'd be happy to entertain them.
Does Duxbury run on Linux?
That's a good question. We're not actually marketing anything that runs on it currently. Although our engine actually can. In fact, we're building it into the SAL firmware, so we have code that can. We have code that would run on it, and it actually wouldn't be that hard to at least come up with a command line program that would do the translations. But coming up with an editor like you have in Windows would be completely different. But no, we're not currently marketing anything for it.
Disabled Services recently procured a embossing, emboss on both sides of the paper, but they're using the Duxbury software. And the sighted people there are having problems. I don't know if they don't have a manual for the sighted world or not. I don't know if they're telling me the truth or not, but they're having problems with some stuff there, and they keep calling in the Duxbury people as opposed to going through the manual if they don't have a manual. Do you know anything about that? You supply a printed manual with the product?
I'm pretty sure that we do. I don't honestly know for a fact. I mean, I could find out if you want to stop by the booth. Find out. We do have online help that George Vell has been working on a lot, and that you can access just by going to the help menu. And that was actually new in 10.4 that's been improved somewhat, because you have a more HTML help based system as opposed to just having the documents that you had before. But yeah, I'm assuming we do have a manual.
Well, that'll be something to you guys can check with the booth on later. We're running short on time, so that'll have to be the last question. But again, thank you so much for coming.
Hi, everybody. It's Anne Marie Cook, recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. This is my 12th ACB conference. Yay! And we're booth 33. That's in aisle B. B like Bravo, 33. Well, how many, just give me a voice thing because I can't see your hands either. How many folks here belong to Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, now or in the past? Yay! Okay, just a couple of quick caveats before we get started so I can tell you what's new. If you haven't borrowed from us in a year or two, please just call our toll-free number and re-up your free-of-charge membership, your lifetime free membership, because we're migrating to a new customer relations system, and I'm so afraid your membership's going to get lost. So the number, I have toll-free and Braille cards here, toll-free Braille and print cards, which I'll just dig out of my bag one sec.
And you can leave those on the head table there.
Where can I leave them?
Just on the head table.
Okay.
Obviously,
okay.
I will. The cards, I'll read you the number. Well, I don't need to read it. I know it by heart. You do too. 1-800-221-4792. 1-800-221-4792. And that's if you've ever used us in the past, before 1995. You get lifetime free membership. But why don't you just go ahead and order a digital book, because we've gone digital. And starting in September, we've retooled all our recording studios, and we currently have 10,000 books on DAISY format CD. I have a disc for you, a special VidPi gift to you, because it's at our booth, and I know you all haven't had time to come by. And it's a list of all 10,000 books on disc. Would everybody in the room like one?
Yeah.
All right. Frank, would you help pass that out? We're on a spindle here. If anybody needs to register new, I have a print application packet, and I also have it in HTML and Word on CD. So I will leave a few of those up here in the front of the room if you've not used our service before. We also have the brand new Harry Potter book. 2 weekends ago, staff and volunteers came in with their kids and any people they could rope off the street. We waited in line, bought 8 copies of the book, filled up 4 recording booths over a 24-hour period, and people came in wizard costumes, people brought food. We had a great time. I wish you all could have been there because it was such a trip. We have all 5 Harry Potter books because, in addition to being your educational and academic library, We believe young people should read, and whatever they read, as long as they're reading, is a good thing. And these are really popular books. And part of being who we are is also being part of mainstream culture. So why not have RFB and D members reading Harry Potter at the same time print users are, right? Woo! Okay. I brought a Victor Pro with me to just show you a little taste of what digital technology can do. How many people remember the fun days of picking a cassette up and then looking at the content cards or reading them in Braille, figuring out which track, yada, yada, yada? Okay. This Victor Pro that I have here is, as of 2 weeks ago, has been discontinued and will be morphing into the Victor Classic Plus, which will be very similar. It'll have a numeric keypad. It'll have a handle. And the best part is that it's $120 less. So it'll be $375. I have a whole array of playback options at our booth, number 33, so that you will be able to check out and see what's new and what's upcoming. New stuff's coming out all the time, so your best bet is to check our website, www.rfbd.org. Very simple, just our four initials, rfbd.org. Okay. Okay. You know we're named...
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
...filled in his ear. For a few moments, he lay immobile as the prospect of the hearing filled every tiny particle of his brain.
Okay, so we have Harry Potter here. This is an example of what DAISY 2 technology can do. Now, instead of... If we have to go to page 65, on a cassette, you'd know... Let's see, that would be cassette 1, right? Probably track 3... Probably two or three pages in from track 3, so you got to find cassette 1, put it in, make sure the side selector switch is on 3 and 4. Then you have to hit fast forward and play at the same time, count to 3 beep times. Maybe you'll hit it, maybe you won't. Here's how it goes now with DAISY.
Go to page 6, 5.
Page 65. He could have still kept me informed if he'd wanted to, Harry said shortly.
With the navigational levels of go to page and go to chapter, you can also, let me backtrack. If you think of the keypad, like the numeric keypad on your phone, you think of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you think of keys 2, 5, and 8 as sort of the y-axis, and then 4, 5, and 6 as the x-axis. 5 is being the center. 4 will be the backspace key. 6 will be the advance key, okay? So if I set it for page.
Phrase. Page.
Now I can use the 6 key to move ahead page by page. No beep tones.
Page 66. Page 67. Page 68. And some of them are standing guard over something, said Ron. They're always talking about guard duty.
Now we'll set it for chapter, which is level 1 navigation. In a novel like this with just pages and just chapter headings.
Level 1.
Now we can go ahead chapter by chapter.
Chapter 5. Chapter 6, Chapter 7, The Ministry of Magic.
And there's a speech compressor.
Harry awoke at 5:30 the next morning, as abruptly and completely as if somebody had yelled in his ear. For a few moments, he lay immobile as the prospect of the hearing filled every tiny particle of his brain. Then, unable to bear it, he leapt out of bed and put on his glasses. Mrs. Weasley had laid out his freshly laundered jeans and T-shirt at the foot of his bed. Harry scrambled into them. The blank picture...
So you get the general idea. Now, this is just one of a number of playback solutions. There's hardware and software. The hardware starts at $249, goes up to $1,000. Before you freak at the $1,000 one, think of what it does. All of them play RCDs, Audio Plus, that's our name for our DAISY version, Audio Plus, plays MP3s and standard commercial 74-minute CDs. The $1,000 machine also will record onto DAISY CD, so if you're a college student especially, you need to record lectures. If you work in music or having something to do with music or musicianship and you want to record concerts or recitals or you have to review people's performances, you can record on there. And the best part is those of us who have piles and piles of cassettes of readers reading journal articles and all kinds of stuff, with patch cords and your tape player, you can put them onto DAISY CD. So you can get 45 hours of all that other stuff crammed onto one CD so you don't have to manage those tapes anymore. And you can mark them just the way you want them, so you can find the stuff again, which is kind of a neat thing to do, right? That's right. That's the PTR1.
And we'll take two questions.
Thank you. I don't have it with me. It's at booth 33 in aisle B. Be pleased to show it to you.
That's the Plex Talk.
Yes.
And a question about the software solution.
Any question? I wish that you were able to do that, but you can't download books. They come to you on CD, and then you must return them within a year, and we chip them and turn them into fragments of plastic, and then we recycle them and make them into new CDs, and that is at the direction of the Association of American Publishers.
And the last question is there a manual for these?
For which?
For the
there
player.
Is a manual for every hardware item that you get from us.
Please repeat your address and phone number.
Okay, the address, acooke, A-C-O-O-K-E, at RFBD, Recording for Blind Dyslexic, rfbd.org, phone number 609-520-8079. And there are manuals for any hardware or software that you get from RFB&D. You need to know that if you buy it elsewhere, you still have to have it empowered by us with your personal identification number, your little electronic lock and key system that assures publishers that you are a member, so you have a right to use their intellectual property. So if you buy it somewhere else, you're still going to have to pay, I think it's $20 or $25, to have it activated to use our books.
Very good.
I'd love to
do more questions,
okay.
But we're going to run late if we do. So
okay, thank you
very
you.
Much.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yvan Agassi, and I work at the VisRate. Before I start talking about our products, I'm going to pass some sample around the room, so there's a chance to go around the whole room before I finish talking. So on the left-hand side of the room, I'll pass the Vibe, which is the latest DZ player. I'll talk about that. And on the right-hand side, I'll pass the Trekker, which is a GPS orientation system. Okay, so VisRate is a growing company that's based in Montreal, Canada. We have about 75 employees now. We've been growing very quickly over the last few years. We've been in business for 15 years. And our mission in life is to develop innovative products for the blind. So we're always looking at the various technology and how we can leverage them to help people in their life, to help them integrate in society. So that's our goal in life. What we're best known today is really for the Victor Reader product. The Victor Reader is a Daisy player. Thank you. And we've been working closely with the RFB&D for the last few years. And actually, they are our best customers today, no doubt about it. And it's great because now they're bringing the benefits of Daisy books, the digital talking books, to everyone in the U.S., especially through textbooks and also novels. We came out with the first Daisy player, which was called the Victor Reader Pro, and now we're bringing out a whole set of brand-new product. The one you'll be able to experience in the next few minutes is the Victor Reader Vibe. That's our latest product in our family. It's very small. It's the smallest player in the industry today. It's an off-the-shelf MP3 player. So, again, what we did is we took technology for sighted people. It's a product that's sold by Hitachi, and then we made it accessible for the blind. We added a tactile plate on top so you can find the buttons, find their functions, and at the same time also we added our own software so you have audio feedback for the buttons and makes it much easier to operate. It's going to sell for $219. It'll be available in about a month from now, and the RFB&D will be hopefully be selling it once they complete the evaluation. And the great thing about it is that it runs for 16 hours only on two AA batteries. One of the great features is that you got a rechargeable circuit inside, so you can recharge your battery inside the player. And you have the full functionality of Daisy. So the great things that Anne-Marie was showing a few minutes ago about going directly to a page to be able to navigate by chapters, by page, et cetera, you have all of that available in the new player, the Victor Reader Vibe. It's a small clamshell, so you open the clamshell and you can easily replace the CD, replace the book in the device. And also, always remember the last positions where you're reading. One of the big advantages of Daisy, obviously, is that every time you turn off the player or you change book, if you go back to a book after listening, let's say, five other books, it will remember exactly last place you were reading earlier. Okay, in addition to the Victor Reader Vibe, we have two new products coming out. We have the Victor Reader Classic and the Classic Plus. Those are more robust products. You'll see the bigger, heavier, but one of the great advantages of those players is they have an external speaker. The Vibe, you listen to books with headphones, or you can connect them to external speakers. The Classic, you have the speaker already. You have a handle also to carry the player around, and you got a set of batteries, so they will operate for several hours on batteries, so if you want to bring them in the garden, etc. So that's for the Victor Reader Vibe. Another exciting product we just came out with is the Trekker. The Trekker is a GPS system for you people, really. The idea, the way it works is that it's very simple. It's a GPS receiver that's hooked up to an off-the-shelf PDA, personal digital assistant, an iPack from HP, okay, formerly from Compaq, actually, but HP bought Compaq last year. And what we did is we made the part of the PDA accessible for that GPS applications so you can navigate the menu. But actually, the device is very simple. You turn it on, you just go out on the street, and as you start walking down the street, it's going to tell you the street name, tell you the street you're on right now, and it will tell you what's the next intersection. So, for example, we can provide demo this week. If you walk outside the conference center, it's going to tell you you're on Penn Street, and the next intersection is going to be 10th Avenue. And then if you keep walking, it's going to keep updating you on which street you are. It's going to tell you on 10th Avenue, and the next intersection will be Liberty Avenue, et cetera, et cetera. It does that by using digital maps that are stored in the PDA into the little computer on the device. And also, it's got a very large database of point of interest. What's a point of interest? It's a list of restaurants, bars, hotels, public buildings in all the cities in America. And those, as you walk around on the street, will tell you, well, here is the it's Michelangelo Pizza place, and it's on your left. And then coming up, there's some bar or some hotels also coming up on the street. So it can keep you up to date. We have also a free upgrade version that will come in September that will allow you to do route planning. And what it is that you enter a destination, and you tell it where you are right now, and then it'll be able to give you instructions on how to reach that destination. Also, the device will be able to operate into, thank you, and operate into cars and buses and also trains. So, and this is a Trekker. It retail for $15.95. It comes with a map of your city because the map covers all of the U.S. And that's available right now. We also have a version that will be working with the PacMate note takers in a month or two. And so you don't really need then the PDA. You can connect it directly to the PacMate and operate that way. So this is it for the products as it goes around the room. If you have any questions. Oh, by the way, you can have demo of our products at booth 39. That's in row B, Bravo 39. And we can show you all our products and also the Trekker. We can give you demos on the streets. Thank you very much.
We've got about a minute or two for questions.
Point A to point B in a community, and in case there are drivers that are new to the city or fairly new to the city or areas of the city they're not aware of.
Yes. In other words, could we give this to bus drivers so they can find their way?
I think mainly for taxi drivers or somebody you know but doesn't know the city very well. Yes, it would work that way. With the upgrade in September, it will allow you to create a route and provide instruction to the person driving you. Yes, correct.
Other questions? There's a question in the back. I'll just go ahead and give the question and I'll repeat it for you.
Systems will this support it in the future? Other satellites with higher accuracy.
So will this support work with non-U.S. satellite systems?
That's a great news because GPS is improving all the time. There'll be other system. Our plans is to keep improving the product, and as new system will become available, we plan to offer antennas that would receive also signals from other systems. But today we only use the U.S. system.
And once again, your booth number is.
Bravo 39.
Booth 39, which is right in the second row.
First row on the left coming in. Yep.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Okay, I don't want to forget. We're booth 40. Come see us. All right, I'm being a little bit out of order, but we are currently showing in the booth version 7.01. I believe a year ago, we were showing version 7. But there are a few new things and coming that I want to talk about. And also some things in the current product that you may be unaware of that I want to cover quick. Dog's trying to get into the act here. Probably the hottest feature that people have really loved, two features that people have really loved in the current product. The first one is the virtual printer. This has become known as printing PDF files. This is not printing PDF files, although that is how it's most commonly used. If you have a program, any program on your system that knows how to print, you can print to the virtual printer. What that will cause to happen is instead of print coming out of your printer, we print to a file on your hard drive and then open that file in Kurzweil 1000 and recognize what was printed. This, in the case of PDF, is really handy because you can print your PDF and then scan it into Kurzweil, and that's how many people use it. But if you have, for example, a picture, and that picture is a picture of text that somebody sent you for some reason, you can then print that from Microsoft Paint or something, and Kurzweil will recognize it. So that's been a really big feature, even though it's primarily only used for printing PDFs. The other thing that's been really, really hot is the online features of the program. The biggest one there has been the ability to download books from online repositories such as Bookshare.org, Gutenberg, the Bean Free Library, and a couple others, WebBraille. As a pretty experienced computer user, when that was first made available, my thinking was that for new computer users, that was going to be a terrific thing. But since I'm a pretty experienced web browser, you know, what the heck, I'll go to the site and do it. It's not a big deal. Well, I can tell you that there is no question, but it's been a long time since I've been to the Bookshare website. Not that their site is hard, but just the integration with the K1000 makes it so easy to use that I tend not to do it. The other online feature that's really been popular is the update feature. I said we're currently showing 7.01. 7.0 is probably what we showed last year. The way you got from 7.0 to 7.01 was to click, to select, you don't have to click, the online menu, go down one or two to, you know, updates, and hit enter, and we'll tell you, you know what, you don't have the latest version, and it's available to you for free, so here, download it. You just download it off the internet, and when you exit K1000, the program will update itself, and you're done. That's a really good thing for you to know, because version 7.02 is coming soon to a website near you, probably within a couple of weeks. 7.02 will have a couple of pretty interesting features. I think they're interesting because I've been losing sleep over them. We have enhanced the ability to download files to the BrailleNote. It used to be that when you downloaded files to BrailleNote, we would allow you to download either to the general folder or the My Books folder. These are two folders that exist on all BrailleNotes unless you get your BrailleNote and really make major changes to the file structure. That has been enhanced now so that it will download to any folder you select from your BrailleNote. And you get a kind of a little browser sort of thing with a tree view that you can select a folder on your storage card, on your compact flash card, or your internal memory, and browse the directory structure. So that's a nice enhancement. We've also added the ability to download to PacMate, which is not our product, but we want to support everything. And it has the same, you will be able to browse the directory structure as well on PacMate. And we're able to download books to Book Courier, which is a new device being sold by Springer Design. The gentleman from Springer is in our booth or the Bookshare booth. And it's a nice little square box. It's kind of the follow-on to the Roadrunner product, if you're familiar with the Roadrunner. Another feature in the 7.02 patch is going to be the ability to download NLLS magazines. So in addition to going to the online books, you can now download magazines. Of course, bug fixes, there's bug fixes in every software release. We hope not to introduce new bugs. In the fall, you'll see version 8 come out. That will be loaded with all kinds of new features that I am not permitted to discuss because it's far enough out that we really don't want to announce much. We are Booth 40, which I said earlier. We are also having a user group on Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Crawford Room over in the Westin. At that time, I believe my boss will be discussing some of the features of version 8, perhaps. But we also want to hear from you what problems you're having with Kurzweil or your whatever reading system you want and or you have and how we can make it better and easier for you to use. Come by the booth. We've got mints. People have come to know us for our mints, apparently. Hopefully they know us for our reading software also. And the user group will be having a drawing for free updates, and we've got other goodies there as well. So come on by and talk to us in the booth and at the user group meeting. Any questions?
Question from Rob Hubbard.
How do you become a beta tester for your software? I beta test everything else.
How do you become a beta tester for our software? Probably what you do is find one of the people on the engineering team and say, how do I become a beta tester on your for your software? And then I run screaming from the room. No, we'll probably sign you up if we like you. So, you know, and if you can, of course, you know, provide us some sort of testing environment that we don't have elsewhere or give us the kind of feedback that, you know, we don't get elsewhere. We get a lot of information from our beta testers, many new features of the product come into the product because of requests from our beta testers.
And how much is the upgrade?
The patch updates are free. The update to version 8, if you've bought version 7 as your original product, will be free. We have free updates for a year after the original, after you buy your original product. If you're not eligible for the free update, it will be $100, whether you're updating from version 1.5 or version 6 or whatever. It's the same flat rate. I'm sorry. I'm John Mattioli. I work for Kurzweil. I'm one of the software engineers for the K1000.
Is there other speech engines with the Kurzweil besides the Eloquence?
We currently ship with Eloquence and RealSpeak. For an additional fee, we can sell you DeckTalk. Honestly, you can get it for less elsewhere. And we, you know, we tell people that because it's true. And a lot of people know it. There are a number of engines out there now. Feel free to give them a try. I will tell you that probably everyone out there has an issue of some sort or another. So it kind of depends. A lot of people like AT&T Natural Voices. If you have a really powerful computer, go for it. If you have 128 mega RAM, just don't even think about it because it's huge. It's every voice takes a full CD and it installs about a gig of data. There are other engines out there that We look at engines pretty regularly, so whether we're going to ship version 8 with another engine or not, I don't know. But we definitely do look at other engines. Everyone has its idiosyncrasy.
And that's going to have to be the last question, but thank you, John, for coming.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Noel Runyon with Talking Solutions, a Barry Scheuer company. And some of you may know me from before. I've spent over 20 years in this industry with Personal Data Systems, our own company out in California. Before that, I worked for a little company that used, some of you may have known called Telesensory Systems. And I did a lot of support on the VersaBrailles there. One time I got a call from a user who had had his 4-year-old son come in with a peanut butter sandwich and say, "See, Daddy, I can read Braille too." Later, this user, after I left Telesensory Systems, this user called me up and had just dumped coffee into a VersaBrail. And Telesensory Systems couldn't help him with that, and he had a contract he had to get out that day. And so he called me in desperation. I had him put a hairdryer on it and a heating pad under it, and then it worked. He got his contract out and was indebted to me. So ever since, he's had to be my friend. And so Barry and I have worked together over the years, building up talking computers together and things like that, and talking about how we would do companies if we could. Barry has been very involved in beta testing all sorts of products like the Braille lights and all. And so we have finally managed to put together a new company called Talking Solutions Corporation, based out of Boston. And this is to do something about making the all this neat content or information that's out there much more available to a broader spectrum of people. I've got it. Thank you. Is this better back there? Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, so Talking Solutions is a company making a product line that can do, we think, a lot to help make it simpler for people to access the Internet, whether you're a tech head or if you're techno-peasant, technophobic, whatever. Like my mother-in-law, who will not operate a toaster if it has more than one button on it. We've designed an Internet-connected appliance that is a combo product that has very good quality speech output to prompt you through menus and allows you to go through the menus to do any one of several functions, including playing CDs, playing DVD movies. Anybody have a problem with that, trying to play DVD movies? You can now access them with this. Also, it's an internet radio stream player. And it's also an electronic book player for either e-text books like in the DAISY format or also recorded textbooks. We do all of this with a box that on the front panel, it just looks like a radio. It can fit up on a shelf. It doesn't have to take up desk space. There's no requirement for a keyboard or display. No hookup to the computer. Just a box sits on your shelf, hooks up to your power, your telephone line, or a broadband net if you have a broadband connection. And it will access the Internet to bring down radio reading surfaces or Internet radio. Can download books from sources like Bookshare and other e-text sources. And we hope to be able to present it as an alternative for Recordings for the Blind books and other materials like that to be distributed. We have it in our booth, booth 59, aisle C. We have working prototypes now, and they use the highest quality text-to-speech we've found yet. It's called the Elan Speech. And is very good quality voice. Laura is the voice. And the unit has two speakers on the front, a volume control knob that you can push to turn it on, and a button below that that we've decided we need a better name than "Where the heck is the remote?" But it pages the remote. You press this button, and the remote pager is beeping up on the shelf where somebody hid it from you, right? And it'll let you find the remote. The remote control is a regular universal-type TV and radio-type controller that has up and down arrows, left and right arrows, and a play button. Also has a little number pad. And with this, you can move around the menus, move up and down, talking menus, and just real simply find the source of information you want and push play and have it play. If it's a DAISY book or something, you can move up and down by paragraphs and sentences, all those good things that DAISY lets you do. If it's a CD player, you can move forward and backwards through the text. If it's a DVD movie, you can move up and down through the chapters. You have pause and things. So you've got nice, simple controls, and our goal is to get people to think of this as a low-tech device and not a computer. And if we're really successful, then even my mother-in-law can use it and maybe have it right next to our toaster. Is that beeping telling me I've only got 1 minute left? All
right. 2 minutes.
2 minutes, thank you. Okay. Well, it's a two-minute warning anyway, you say. Okay. Yes, thank you. So this we're excited about as a general product to allow you to bring in content from all sorts of sources. And it's exciting because, for me, I was able to play my first DVD with it. But we also have downloaded books because it has a hard drive. So we have, for example, how long has Harry Potter been out? For 2 weeks or something? We already have it on the system. So we can get quick access to books like that, play them right off the system with this good quality speech. And we also have other things like the radio play of The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, things like that. So this becomes a tool that you can download. You can write to the CD because it's writable CD, and pop that on your little portable CD player. There's a USB plug, so you can plug it into your Otis or Book Courier, things like that, to carry around in your pocket your files and listen to them. The first question that everybody's going to ask probably is how much? So entertaining the first question. The product is $500 for the Aviva, as we're calling it, A-V-I-V-A. And we also have some other things that are spun out of this. We're excited about the fact it's spinning off into other markets, including the internet radio reading services that have had problems developing because of subcarrier audio resources going away. So to keep radio reading services going, we have a unit called IRIS for Internet Radio Reading Information System. That's about half the price. Can I open it for question number two?
We'll take a couple more questions.
Yes? Yeah, where those are separate chapters on the DVD, we can just right now already access those in a menu. And one of the Terminator books, I was going through that way. Yes, you can. I just call it a book, a movie. We plan to make as much of that accessible as we can. Because of the lack of standards there on some of them, it's not clear that, you know, what all features will be possible to support. But in general, we want to make it very accessible.
Before we do this last question, if the representative from Envision America is in the room, please come up front. Do we have one more question? Go ahead. Is this a replacement for a DVD player?
Of course, a replacement. It has a video output, so if you're low vision or have family members that also want to watch the movie along with you, yes, you can. So you can get more than just the soundtrack out of it, if that's what you're asking. So it's general. So the company name is Talking Solutions Corporation, and we have a website at talkingsolutionscorp.com, and you can email us, Barry at, or Debbie, or Noel at talkingsolutionscorp.com. We'd love to get your input as we come up with this product, and we should be shipping around the first of the year, beta testing in the fall. So if you want to be on beta testing, I'll contact us, please.
Is the representative from Envision America in the room? How about from Alva Access Group? In that case, you can take a couple more questions.
Okay.
Do we?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Does it work with XM radio broadcast?
Will it work with XM radio?
Does it work with XM radio? We have architected it to be able to work XM radio and AM, FM tuners and some other things in the future, but not this version. We're excited about those other kind of features that we can support like that. We'd love those kinds of input, you know, for our focus input on this. We have focus group people. They're passing us those IWATAs. We'd love to hear about those. If you bring them by the booth or email us or call us. We'd love to hear from that.
Well, let me talk about version 2 a sec since you raised the issue. I'm wearing wearables
now. Okay, I'm coming
here. My presumption from what I have heard and the way this got started is that some of you remember Smart Media last year as an internet radio player. Well, a lot of people liked it. I tried to buy the company. They tried to sell it to me. Then they reneged on selling it to me. So we built it ourselves. And the thing about XM Radio is this. What I have heard is that in version 2, we've got a tremendous group of programmers and engineers, Noel and Deb being two of the best, but there's a real breadth of talent in the organization already. This is a lot of R&D going on. I have heard that what people want next is TiVo. As a priority, even more than XM Radio, so that you can download, store, and play back television programs on a television tuner. That is right now sort of like my wish list, feature list, is priority version 2. XM Radio is there. We'll get there. But come see it, because this is a lot of the R&D research is being generated. You know, this is a blindness-owned technology company, technology made by blind people for blind people.
What is XM Radio?
Satellite radio.
Digital satellite radio.
Best Buy and certain
Yes.
Go ahead, Richard. What about updates?
Okay, good question. What about updates? It's really nifty that we have an update capability where over the internet, the same connection, we can selectively load beta test software up to users' units that are on our beta list, test it all out. When it's all ready, we can then send that update out automatically to everybody's system and update their systems. And unlike certain other programs that have to be tried and you don't dare update them on your Windows systems for fear they might crash, this system will allow us to have a very reliable update automatically like that, and the user won't even have to care about that. Similarly, it's automatic on your internet hookup. People find it a little hard to believe, but you can just plug this in, and it'll find the internet server, come all up by itself, and handle that kind of stuff by itself. So if you're tech heads, it might be disappointing that you don't have to be involved. Other people are going to be very relieved that they don't have to be involved.
Sighted marketplace, and actually they are one of our first large customers, and therefore, but again, these are going to be subscription services. I mean, you can do a lot of content, but some of the stuff is going to be tiered. It's going to look like cable TV looks in terms of what programming you buy, which will start to roll out in January.
An example of that would be if you want a sports channel that's a real high quality sports channel that people normally have to pay for, then we'll get the best discount pricing on that, but you can subscribe to it all through our service. More questions?
And are there any other vendor representatives in the room at this point? Okay, who's that in back? And who is the other one? Okay, Alva Access is next. So come on up front, Chris.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Chris McMillan. I'm the East Coast Operations Manager for Alva Access Group. And what I have here with us, those of you who know us, we are a Braille display manufacturer. We have also been in the screen reader development business. And as of January of 2004, we will no longer be developing for the Macintosh. We have moved our resources and focus to access via cellular communication. And my parrot right now is reminding me I have an appointment here. So... See, Arlette, I tell you I'm using my parrot. See, there we go. Okay. Has anybody heard of the MPO in here?
Yes, sir.
Great. How many of them have I got sales already? Good, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. All right. if you guys have questions, please just stop me because I can't see hands. I just need your help. The MPO was a note taker that we've been in development on for the last 3 years. The MPO is referred to as the mobile phone organizer. And the mobile phone organizer's intention is we are providing a cellular phone with full accessibility and a PDA built into one product. When we came to look at the product, the intention of the product was to focus on the global customers that are visually impaired who cannot access a cell phone. We said that if we wanted to develop a product, we didn't want to do the same thing like we did when we developed Outspoken. Why don't we develop another product that's going to have market demand for already and lose money on? So when we looked at the note-taker market, we came to realize that PDH and Freedom are looking at very specialized users who are predominantly computer-based users already. We said, no, we want to focus on everyone. For example, in the year 2002, the census figure reports 895,000 Americans who are using cell phones but can't see them. So we said, fine, let's take a look at that instead. And what I have here is a Siemens cell phone that is running GSM. Okay, next question is, what is GSM? It stands for the Global System of Mobile Communication. That allows worldwide access, so one phone, you can travel the world and use your phone. So what we did was we partnered with Siemens, and Siemens provided the tri-band GSM phone that functions at 800, 900, and 1800 megahertz. Those are important as we deal with email, internet, and GPS technology. What we have here now, and I don't know if we're going to be able to hear this through my microphone. I'm going to try this, so bear with me. Okay. And, of course, what's it going to do? guys can hear this.
Phone, no messages. Phone, not. Phone,
not. Notes. Our note taker is a simple scratch pad. That's all it is. So that anyone can be able to write a physical note. If you are computer literate, we can synchronize with Microsoft Word and pull in documentation themselves.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Thank you. All right, so we're going to speed up. I have a phone. I'm going to go and see if I can make a quick phone call.
Network, T-Mobile.
Currently telling me I'm on the T-Mobile network.
Phone category list. Contacts phone category.
Tells me if I have a category, I can pull that up.
Contacts phone. Dial new.
I don't want to dial a new number. I don't have the time.
Contacts phone. Dial new. Contacts phone.
Nope.
Contacts phone.
Back up.
Phone category list. Missed category.
Missed calls.
Received. Dialed category.
Dial calls. I'll select that.
Dialed 1055827255. 937-8850-215-455.
Okay. I'm just going to choose this physical number that's in here in the system. I'll see if I can make a connection.
Connecting 850-251-5455.
The Braille display is currently showing me the active length of the call I'm currently on. And I have a drop signal. So... 10 seconds I was on the call. It did pick up. I just had to wait another couple seconds, but I don't have the time to continue to show that. But the issue at hand is I could physically make a call. Just like on your cell phones now, you have the capability of knowing all calls that have been received. You have the ability of knowing all calls that are missed, all calls that are dialed. The call ID is fully accessible with speech and Braille. We then have an SMS, meaning short message service. You're able to send a 160-character email message between cell phones. A contact manager, an agenda manager. If you use Microsoft Outlook, based on the fact that this is a Windows CE product running 4.1.net, we can synchronize with Microsoft Outlook. By the end of this calendar year, 2003, you will have the capability of email, internet, MP3 player, Daisy Book Reader. We are working on true GPS technology through cellular usage. We are working on our dictaphone and voice recognition technology. We are working on a total of 4 different models. What I have is the MPO 5500, which has 8 QWERTY keys, or 8 Perkins keys, a 20-cell Braille display. We are working on all the different variations that are available to the market as you see today. The baseline unit cost is $4,300, and you, as a user from this unit, or the users, as we go down in our different models, the price drops anywhere from 50 to 70%. The users will be able to pick and choose what applications they want, similar to what they do on the cell phone side. Just as of this week, we're beginning to work on our game accessibility through this product. So every time a cell phone comes out with a new solution, we're doing the same. We're in booth 31, downstairs. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to stop by.
And we have a couple minutes for questions. Go ahead. What's available right now?
What's available right now, the unit will have a fully accessible cell phone, SMS messaging, note taker, contact, agenda, calculator, and the utilities that control the parameters of the product.
You said will have.
No, they have now. They have now. This unit, when it ships in the end of September, that's what it has now. That's correct.
Go ahead, Richard. Will the speaker noise be cleared up by the time the atom ships?
The unit itself, from the speaker dependence, we've increased the volume capability, but you will be wearing a headset, wired or wireless. No, it doesn't.
It's got the speaker stuff because you've got a mixer over here. There's all kinds of stuff. It's not the fault of the product.
Yeah. No, the volume control of the product, if I'm in a very quiet area using my phone, if I was in my hotel room, I have no problem hearing the product. In the unit downstairs, I have to run it through a speaker so people can hear it. Or if they want to wear a headset, they will have full access to all the features.
Okay, the woman in the back. Go ahead. The woman in the back. Will this work with a GSM SIM card?
Yes, currently provided by AT&T, Singular, and T-Mobile. I'm using Singular now.
And the gentleman over in the back that was calling for the floor.
I'm sorry, you also support GSM. What about the CDMA standard?
What about CDMA?
CDMA will not be supported.
No.
because that does not provide access to GPRS for email or GPS technology that's in use in cellular technology today.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hello, everybody. So I am Arlette Cochugnon, and Christian Bazin is here with me. We are from Paris, France, so excuse our English. And we represent a company called Parrot, and we propose, we have the VoiceMate. So who knows the VoiceMate here?
Yeah!
Ooh, thank you. So, of course, Chris from Alva also knows the VoiceMate very well because he's using it, as you heard before.
And four of them.
Yes, oh, four of them. And he's selling it, too. So quite a lot of you know about it, but for the ones who don't know, I'm going to summary explain what it is. So it's an organizer. Not this fancy, extraordinary thing like the MTO, but it's a small device that goes in your pocket, and it has different functions, which are the phone book, the memo, an appointment book, a calculator, a clock also. And it has 40 minutes recording time. I'm saying this because it's been existing in this version since already 2 or 3 years. But now, not only we've changed its color last year because it was green, now it's become blue horizon. But also to this year, we came up with 8 more memory, because lots of people were asking about more memory. So now there is one unit, which is 80 minutes memory. But Chris can talk about it also.
Okay. The VoiceMate of itself, when you start with... You took my VoiceMate. My VoiceMate. What are you doing here? You're killing me. Okay. The phone book. The phone book itself allows you to store up to 300 to 600 names, and each name can have a spoken phone number, meaning home... Hold on. Have the ability to store a variety of different functions such as home, cell, fax, other, and a spoken address. So let me try one here. Let me see. Well, maybe I put Christian's name in here, but I probably didn't. So I will try someone else. John Getz.
John Getz.
1561358. So, and at the same time, when hitting the appropriate click, I can issue the DTF signal to dial the phone. Of course, if we hope soon it could help me dial my cell phone, I'll be even happier. The memo functionality, as Arlette was stating, there are two different units. The one unit that has an 80-minute functionality, I can have ability to record just by holding down the left-hand corner switch, and I can record that memo for a duration of period of time.
Appointment.
I have the ability to record daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, reminders. And as I had to remember today, I recorded this morning the appointment for my presentation at 3:50 so that I remember not to be late. Of course, then I also set my watch to make sure I walked enough time to get here.
Clock.
Talking clock.
Calculator.
Talking. There are two different prices. For the 40-minute unit, the list price is $259. For the 80-minute unit, it is $312. Comes with a 1-year warranty, 30-day money-back guarantee, and multilingual support. I'm sorry?
Do you have trade-ins or trade-ups?
That's out of my territory. I'm sorry. I don't have the ability to answer that question for you.
What is that?
They want the ability to take.
That sounds like an existing Parrot user who wants to get the new one and not pay full price.
Well, it would consider just like buying another new product. You have an old VCR. You've had it for a number of years. You want a new one. You buy a new one.
But you know, we have a new soft version that came. It went from 3.5 to 3.6. We don't have a booth here. Of course, Chris is at, as he said before, is at the exhibit hall on 31. If anybody needs an upgrade or more whatever information or whatever, Mrs. Bazin will be at. This booth from 10 to 12, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because then we go back to Paris. But you can also find us on www.voice-assistant.com. And I repeat my name, Arlette Kochunian, and Christiane Bazin, she's taking care of the sales. I'm taking care of the communication, and we'll be here for the next 3 days.
And I just want to let you know that at any time, if you have any direct questions or issues, both Arlette and Christiane are on the list for Parrot and do answer email very quickly.
Yes, there is a Parrot list also. Yes. Any more questions?
Thank you for coming.
Hi, Dave Skrivanek from Repertronics, New Jersey. Been around the business about 10 years. Came out with the tactile Lindemann enhancer just about then. Since then, we've added the Enhancer Junior, and that's only $395, 8.5 by 11. Everybody familiar with creation of tactile graphics? If not, come by the booth 32, next to Chris. We have Flexi Paper, which we've recently dropped the price, and basically what we do is we put an image on Flexi Paper using either a copy machine, Hewlett-Packard inkjet printer, or write on it. Pass it through the machine, and in 12 seconds, you have a tactile graphic. Very simple, very easy to use. We've added to that two thermopens, which is a heated tip. You can write directly on flexi paper, and it will raise as you write. It's instant tactile image. You can make a map, do cursive writing, anything you want to do. Great for use in classroom. We have, since all of that, added some software called Tactile Graphics Designer. There are various versions of it. The pro version is for sighted use to create tactile documents for the blind. The interesting thing about it is it's the only software that exists that will take a smooth line drawing, convert it to braille dots to be sent to your embosser. And it does it automatically. It utilizes the high resolution capabilities of either the enabling or the index embossers, where the braille dots for the graphic are much closer together, makes it a much smoother graphic for you people to read, much easier. We have facilities within it. We've combined three softwares together, Scientific Notebook, Tactile Graphics Designer, and Duxbury, so that we can use Scientific Notebook to write an equation, bring it into Duxbury, convert it to Nemeth. We then plot the equation in Scientific Notebook, bring it through our software, change it into braille dots, bring it into Duxbury, send it all to the embosser together. Talked to John Mattioli about that earlier. He said, where were you when I was in college? We are adding two more parts to Tactile Graphics Designer, one called AudioPix, where we will create tactile documents and then put them on a touchpad. We make them speak to describe what they are. The newer one that's coming out in the future, it's really for children. It's called Audio Braille. It is a braille teaching tool that, unlike Sal, which is $4,500, this will sell for $1,000. And it is a touchpad where you will touch a braille cell, and it will test the student on what they're looking at. That's pretty much product line. Any questions, comments, or otherwise? Reprotronics, we're in New Jersey. www.repro-tronics.com.
How much did paper drop in price?
Went from 98 cents to 75 cents a sheet, in
and
quantity as low as 60 cents a sheet.
And that's for the paper?
That's for 8.5 by 11. It's available 8.5, 11, 11, 11.5, and 11, 17. The big one is $9.95, the old one. The small one is $3.95. Thermal pens, there's a portable model, $110, uses 2 9-volts. Or a plug-in model, it's $125. Same paper in either machine, either thermal pen or the machines. That's it.
One more question.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Some of the other systems like this don't work with certain colored inks.
They need to be high-carbon inks to absorb down in the red end of the spectrum.
That's true.
Do you have any troubles with that?
Only the black is really what's used to raise. The basic principle of black absorbs more heat than anything else. The whole process is heat. So what we find is Hewlett-Packard inkjet printers have the best ink for use in this system. You can use a photocopy machine. You cannot use a laser printer. It will jam in a laser. But HP inkjets work. And certain pens that you can buy in Staples, such as the Sanford Vision pen, Uniball Vision. It works very well. Anything else? We're in booth 32. Come and see us.
Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Silva. Some of you might know us by our old name, Z-Form. We just changed it about a week ago. We are now All in Play because that better captures what we're all about. All work and no play is not a fun life, and so we're trying to address that unmet need. We create interactive online games that allow the blind, low vision, and fully sighted the ability to play and interact together as equals. In English, it means we've created a fun place online where you can go hang out with your friends, friends you've already known, or maybe friends you're about to meet from all over the world. We have hundreds of people, blind, low vision, and fully sighted, who are playing our two games on our website right now. Our two games are Five Card Draw Poker, all fake poker chips, of course, can't really lose your shirt there. And we also have Crazy Eights, the world's most popular card game, also known as Uno. And with these games, we have made it so that we have sighted and blind people able to play so equally that they can't even tell one from the other. The only thing you can tell is who's the better poker player or Crazy Eights player. And that, we think, is the whole point. And if you would like to try these games out, of course, you can go to our website, allinplay.com, or you could come on down to our booth, number 60, where we've got four laptops set up. Bring a friend with you, sit down, play together right then and there. It doesn't matter if they're sighted, you're sighted, or what. Just come and have some fun. And as a matter of fact, seeing how it's about having fun, starting tomorrow, we're going to have a bunch of poker and Crazy Eights tournaments running pretty much continuously. So if you want a chance to win a prize that has no cost associated, just sit down, play a game, and you might win something. There are more arduous ways to win prizes. Then come on down to Booth 60 and sign up. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
How soon are you going to support other games like strip poker?
The man wants to play strip poker, and he wants to know how soon he can.
With virtual clothes.
No comment. All depends how creative your imagination is, sir. Sorry, yes. In the back.
How about other games like Blackjack?
What about other games?
Amen. A great question. Well, you see, here's a dirty little secret about everyone at All in Play. Basically, we're gamers. We have a habit. We have a condition. And we love making them, and we love playing them. And we saw the only way that we could properly address this condition was to build a company so that we could find some way to feed ourselves while supporting our habit. And so that is what we are doing. So far we've gotten two games out because that's as fast as I can drive my programmers without them dropping dead. And we are building more about as quickly as we can. Which ones we're going to build next? Well, we're going to be asking our customers what they want to see next and what the rest of the community wants. So please feel free to hop onto our email list or email us and let us know what you like. And that will help us make sure to get our next game be something as close to what you like as possible. I don't have the tally course right here. Thank you, though. Very good. The way we've designed our games is you can actually get a demo. Actually, you can get our single-player version of our poker game completely for free. We're giving that away. You can get that at the booth. Just drop on by. You can also download Crazy Eights and Poker, and you can play them online completely for free for 15 days. The way I figure is after 15 days of talking to our customers, playing the games, and checking out our website, if you don't want to buy it, I didn't build a good enough game. The price is $7.95 a month after that, or we have a significant discount if you want to buy for the year, $59.95. We even have a show special 4 months for $20. Are there any other questions? All right, I look forward to seeing you guys. Once again, there's a tournament, chance to win some stuff, booth 60, and we're listed as Z-Form, our old name, in the materials. Thank you.